they got in a hole down there, and he puts in more time than he supposed to put in. I've seen that happen, you know. Henry has to. Oh, I don't know. I forget that I've seen him down there a lot of times. He said he's not supposed to be there.
Uh-huh.
But he's helping him out.
Uh-huh.
Ah! So I think he just might as soon be down there as most places.
I think so.
You know, Rob, he talked to me one time. He said he's gonna take this Dale Carnegie course or something like that and learn how to make speeches, or at least brush up on it. And I told him, I thought that's a good thing. As much experience he's had, he could talk to anybody, any group, you know. And I ran across that little book. It's a paperback that Dale Carnegie has on making speeches, and it's just as good as going to the course and then just go ahead and make speeches. And I got a copy of that and give it to Rob. I didn't get one for myself. I meant to look at that too. But you know, he never has said anything about it. And as far as I know, he hadn't made any speeches. I don't think he's a speech making type.
No.
He talks and he knows everything, a lot of things, you know. Had a lot of experience.
I can imagine.
You know what I love to do sometimes is just to hear him and Henry sit down and talk about Mr. Christian.
Yeah.
You see, they lived with him so long, watched him, watched him.
They know some stories.
Yeah.
About old W.E.
Yeah. And they both of them like him, so you, as far as I know they do. And you see, so it wouldn't be running anybody down. You understand? You know, you can talk about anybody and say almost anything just as long as you're not like, you know, like I said the other day. As long as you're not mad or.
I thought you sounded awful silly. Give me a roll of them, please.
Nobody can.
No, it ain't. Whoa, that's all right. I just had one at the long. Don't need them.
Nobody.
There you go.
Thanks, man.
That got hung in there.
All right.
No, sir. And I tell you something. People don't realize how grateful they should be. How fortunate they are to be able to make contact with one another through voice.
Yeah.
So many people, you know, that can't talk, can't hear.
Yeah.
Don't have no sight, can't see.
Yeah.
I can't use that one. I hope there ain't many like that, man.
Put that out here?
Yes. See, I'll cut that end off. Oh, I hate to get one up and look back and see it's broke or something. After you see me, I look that way. I look that thing over after I get it up here.
Yeah, that'd be awful to get one with a crack in it, wouldn't it?
Yes, that's the reason you see me. I'm not only looking to get the cracks lined up. I'm looking to see if there's anything wrong with it, because I can see it when they get it right here like this.
Yeah.
And if I don't see anything wrong with it, then I nail it.
Yeah.
Because you get way over here, see, we finished up on the long side of this thing.
Yeah.
And look back over yonder about 10 courses back over there.
Yeah.
See, one was not wrong, not right. Something wrong with it.
Yeah. No, you know, like Tuck Mack, I don't hardly know him. I'd say, well, he looks like a big old country humpus.
He is. Would you pull that chair out the way that face and push it back around the corner?
And you can't hardly. I don't guess anybody wants to be called a country humpus, but, you know.
He's a good country humpus.
There's no offense in it.
Oh, no.
And
now I'll take another.
He's pretty hard to be put out for things like that, as long as you know, good nature.
No, them boys have been good to me. Barry and Bob Wood.
They've been good to me.
All my life, I've known them. Mm-hmm. I knew old man Christian all my life. I never did know his daddy, of course daddy did business with old man John. I never did know him.
I've heard Miss Lewis talk about his daddy. See, his daddy and her daddy, sort of about the same age, I guess.
Uh-huh. He was a good old man.
Oh.
He was a good old man. He was better than 9 Christians.
Yeah.
Man Dixon.
Oh.
Lewis, you talking about Lewis Dixon?
Yeah, yeah.
Miss Dixon was a... I had a wonderful father. You know, every time, see, he run a store there too. Then he and Quarterbum went together.
What was that name?
Quarterbum.
Yeah. But that was after you retired.
Yeah, he let Quarterbum take his business over.
Yeah.
And Quarterbum, he's all right, I guess, Quarterbum was. I don't know. I never did like Mr. Quarterbum too much.
You never trade with him?
Oh, I know him now. But old man, whatchamadoodle, if we happened to be in the store, I mean, if he was in the store and we come in, he'd always give us a little piece of candy, and that makes a young.
Yeah.
Old man, boy, well, he didn't, he was too darn stingy.
Uh-huh.
He was one of the stingy types.
Uh-huh.
And he never made any money. He was too stingy. He was too stingy to prosper.
Yeah.
He went busted.
Oh, did he?
Oh, did he? Dixon and Quarterbum. They didn't make a whole lot there. They had it. See, old man Quarterbum lived in that house there, what used to be Louisville Hill, you know, where, you know what I'm talking about, man. Right on the corner there was a, you know where the Burrys, the street before you get the Burrys on the left there? You know there's a house there on the corner, there's nothing there, there's a vacant lot with orange trees, little fruit trees on it. Well, that's where that store used to be.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Quarterbum, Dixon Quarterbum. You mean I got it again, didn't nail that? Well, I'll need it like this, then I'll have to need it after I get down. Uh-oh. Somebody done that up right in this corner. Uh-oh.
Shoot.
That's bad. Shoot, sweet. That
phone
rang. That phone sure rang. Yeah. Daddy used, old man Dixon used to finance Daddy's farm business.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And he'd come out that house, old man Dixon, come out that house sometimes, stay half a day.
Oh, really?
When we was just young.
Yeah.
My kids were on something back then. Yes, sir. And get to ride his limousine. That was his thing.
Oh.
And get to ride Mr. Dixon's limousine, you'd really not, sir.
Yeah.
And he'd bring out a bag of candy, too. Bring out a bag of candy. He knew more about what kind of candy you wanted. You wanted them prize packages, see?
Oh.
And he'd bring them prize packages, which young'uns like them.
Mm-hmm.
But people, he was the only man I ever knew that would give out to children them prize packages. They cost more money.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm out of speakers, up here on top and out of speakers. Sure, this time. I'm out of steep.
For sure.
Yes, sir, for sure. It would get me in a bind like this and give out. Yes, the old man was a wonderful old man.
He died in 1930. 32, somewhere along there.
Yes.
I imagine. I don't know for sure. Couldn't swear to it.
I imagine if Daddy owed anybody, it'd be old man Dixon.
Yeah.
He didn't want to owe anybody as far as that goes, but if he had owed anybody, it would have been old man Dixon, because old man Dixon had let him owe him. He would get that type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Him and Daddy was a lot alike. He knew what Daddy wanted, and Daddy knew what he wanted, and he'd grow a crop for it. He'd finance truck crop. The old man Dixon. Furnished the money, and Dad and us boys, and, well, I was too small to do any busting, but he used to furnish Daddy and the various necessarily needed items. I'm on 8 3/8 there, I believe it is. 8 5/8? Corner's running wild. This is sitting after this room was built. The man didn't do as good a job. That's 8 and 8. 8 and 8. Well, I'll start off there. I'll do that one. See how it goes in at 8 and 8. 8 and 8. Do that one. 8 and 8.
Yes, sir.
Now are you? Right up here. That worked pretty good on that.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
That old yonder didn't want to nail. This end nail's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I nailed it in that shoe bolt, that quarter in.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's all right. Have to cut it all set different.
Well, I have that. It's wall wobbled out then. Let's see, that was on 3/8 to 8 3/8. Well, it'll work here because that can go in 8 3/8.
Well, that's all right. Just one at a time.
One time.
Now, you don't need these for your...
I imagine I'll have to have something up there to work that.
Yeah, just lay up over here.
I don't know exactly where I'm going to get that. Moving.
Talk like Henry, I just doing the business.
You think you can make more money if you've been a good talker like
him? I guess I just love to hear myself talk, maybe. I wouldn't have to make money.
They did a lot of running around up to the last 10 or so years. She's got old and can't make it, you know.
Oh. Whatever, where?
Don't say I said this. We get along a lot. I don't want to pass it.
You mean just went around sleeping?
And done things.
Yeah.
She and Louis young wife were I could have had either one of them if I wanted them or both. But I ain't had no time to fool with them folks.
Who?
Lou Helm's wife.
I don't know him.
both of them sit, I've had them sit down right in front of me and cock their leg up, their whole butt shining, you know. Well, I know for a fact that they, right after World War II and during World War II, man, chief, they were doing some running around. Hey, didn't they? Of course, old Henry did it too. Oh!
Bird making big money this time.
I didn't know that.
More so than Bob. Bob never has been too much of a banker now.
shot, man. Right in here with booze.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't have to have his booze. Now, Bob never didn't have to have his booze, so you see, it didn't hurt Bob.
Yeah.
He didn't have, you know, you ever notice that? A man's got a booze habit. He's always making money to pay for it.
Yeah.
You take me, I ain't got no booze habit. And I never have to worry too much about it. I never had beat that good old gal.
Go, country boy.
Go, country boy. And I guess all his life. He, like me, had to work for other folks. He makes what he got to have, and the bird, he get drunk. Have the countryside and he makes what he got there. Too much later, but before Christmas, I don't know what got into him. I think he lost his desire, maybe. Well, until then, him was working on it. Oh, boy, Roy. I got a chisel up there somewhere.
Right there.
What'd you say?
Maybe you laid it down here somewhere.
No, I touched it with my hand and knocked it all the way back. But,
No, I didn't get that. You mean here recently?
Oh, yes.
Well, I mean in the good old days.
In the good old days.
Henry really put on a show?
He was in the good old days.
Yeah.
Mr. Burry laid him in.
Yeah.
In the good old days.
And he made money.
Henry Burry's been up there where the big money is.
Why, Henry, I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
I thought he just like Rob, already made money somebody else.
No, man. Henry Burry has always as he used to say, him and Louis Hill, I got as soon as I can get off, I'm going to the dogs.
Yeah.
And they finally went to the dogs.
Both of them. Yeah. Louis Hill.
Used to be the depot agent.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't know about him. He's not here now.
He died. I thought you knew him.
No.
You mean he died before you? He didn't die before you come here.
I don't know many people, McIntyre.
Yes, sir. I know Wallace Waters. You say, I've heard him say, you know, well, boy, hurry up, close her up, so we can go to the dogs.
Oh, Wallace Waters?
And finally went to the dogs, all three of them. You know what they're doing. They're going down to Daytona, them dog races.
Yeah.
Betting on them dogs.
Yeah.
No, honestly, the feds caught him.
What?
The feds caught him from stealing. He was postmaster at Macintosh for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Well, the feds caught him using their money, federal government's money, going to the dogs.
Yeah. They doing anything about it?
Oh, they gave him the time, but he got out of it.
Yeah. He's a good fella.
They claim he had a little pressure on Buddy Huff. Buddy helped him get out of that federal case.
Yeah. You know, that's the sure thing. You see, here I come along and I know I'm after the prime, you see. All I know about Wallace Waters is I'd go over there and buy oranges from him and sit down there and talk. But we never talked about anything that he's particularly interested in, you know.
Well,
that,
he ain't going to talk about that post office.
Well, naturally, but he ain't.
Because he got caught stealing.
Yeah, I know. But he ain't going to talk to me about things he's interested in anyhow. He talked to Buddy Huff or Henry, Barry, some of them, you know.
Fed got the old boy. And they made it hard on him there for a while. He paid back. Buddy Huff paid all for him. So he made the good. What I mean, you know, Buddy Huff paid it up and supposed to, what do you call it when you, in other words, he was let out to Buddy Huff. He did the work for Buddy after that.
Oh.
Buddy kind of bought him over or something.
Oh.
Of course, now, that's what.
I don't know what you call it.
That's what I hear him say. I know he did a lot of work for Buddy after he cleared on that charge.
Yeah. You know, a fella like Buddy Huff, there's no end of what they know about a community, is it? Now, he's lived here since he's a boy.
Right.
He brought up here.
Born and raised here.
I know his mama. I talked to his mama once.
He did a little thing. Boy.
Yeah.
He knows it. He knows I know it. I told him.
Yeah. How'd he get his start?
Oh, he does it right on if he gets a chance. If he gets a chance to put that big foot on it, he got it. He knows it. He knows I know it. Hammer that sheet over that place if you don't mind.
Yeah, he knows.
He knows I know it. Because I told him. I said there's one thing about it. And one dang good thing about it. You never make no more money or buy any more Cadillacs from my truck for him.
Yeah, but for one who catches up with him, there's a lot who still does business with him.
That's true. A lot of them still went along with Buddy and his thieving ways.
Yeah.
And some of them still doing it in various different occupations.
You know, they just look into the situation, see where the money is, and then go after it.
That's right. They work on it.
They work on it.
That's
yeah. Now, Buddy's brother. Not much of a money man.
No, Buddy. Floyd like me.
Floyd
like me.
Well, he's like a gifted fella, isn't he? All
Floyd.
That machinery and
oh,
everything.
Oh, yes. Floyd's a good man, too. He's a good man. He's worth millions of Buddy Huff's.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now, how am I going to work this brother booking here?
I can put a stepladder right over there.
You see, I've got to be off out here.
I can lean the stepladder up there.
Leave that like that. Let's see here now, Miss Young. You know, I'm going to have to cross you a nail apron. Yeah, I'll tear up my nail apron. Brand new nail apron.
Yeah, you got too much in it.
Well, I'm poking this shit here to clean it.
Yeah.
And that's going to cost you.
Yeah.
That runs the price of the job up
$40.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, a good nail apron, you know, is hard to come by.
Ha ha! Woo, Lord! Now, how come I didn't think of this?
I'd rather think of nail aprons than making
Now, if you hand me that little sliver in peace, I'll put it in, please. I caught him, didn't get it.
Where is it?
Oh, yeah, it's outside around the corner there on the stove. I believe it's there. Oh, man, that's a beautiful. That's the best ceiling I ever put in.
That's a beauty.
Yes, sir. I ain't bragging on nobody but the ceiling itself.
Yeah. Buddy, a good talker? He loves to talk?
No, only to his cronies.
That's what I mean.
He don't like to talk to me.
Oh, no?
He don't like to talk to me. He likes to talk to his cronies. You know.
Yeah, who's his cronies? Henry?
Any crook. Any crook buddy has cronies.
Oh, you're not one of his admirers?
Not today. I might be tomorrow or the next day.
You got clipped. Do you ever clip your daddy?
Daddy never fooled me, buddy.
Oh, I see. He worked with Mr. Christian.
Christian clipped him. And me too.
Yeah. Well, they cost money to work with men like that.
Yeah, they high priced. Yeah, me, Christian got mad with me. Really, as much as I've done for you, I said, you sure done a heap.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. He wanted me to, I farmed with him 1 year.
Yeah.
I planted a crop of watermelon. I made the watermelon.
Yeah.
And then after I got them made, the stinkeroo, he tells me, I get my first carload loaded. This old Jew comes up, said, give you $500 cash for that car there. Well, he was inquiring around, he wanted to know who owned that car. I said, I do. I said, me and my partner. He said, give you $500. I said, well, let me walk up here to this man's office up here and talk to him. So I was going up there. Oh, no, we can't take $500, Willie. He said, we can't do it. I said, man, let me get my, give me two bits of my half up there. I'll take it. Oh, no, no, you don't want to do that.
Is that right?
I'll be glad to go with 250. I'm going to put that in and hope that molding will cover that. But I can't afford to cut, see, I'd have to cut 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces, 6 pieces to get that. Oh, that's going to have to have a little barrel cut off the end of that when I go by. See, all my work here in the last 6, 8, 9 years has been plaster, drywall, and don't put no mold up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put no mold up. You know, just square out.
Mm-hmm.
No mold. And I can't remember where that OG, I believe that OG will cover that. I'm going to take chance. But I tell you what, I'm going to take a chance on it. Don't tell nobody that.
Okay.
Now, if you hand me a whole slab of this stuff where I can get a lead off one of this, I'd appreciate it. Could you do that for me? One whole sheet?
Yeah.
I want to get a lead off.
I just didn't understand the language.
Oh. You don't like me to talk that way. Kind of like cutting fishing jigs, you know. I got it. I do. Jigs, yeah. I sure do wish you'd help me out here some. Said, what do you mean by that? See, I don't understand your English. I heard the other night on television. Ah!
Too far.
I heard the other night on television that this nigga teacher said that she was a little bit surprised. She was a little bit surprised at the way some of the children was learning English. But she had children in her class. 6 months ago, or whenever it was this year, and then they split them up at some county or state. I don't know if you may have heard it. And then now, since they've changed this here thing back, she got them back, and she says they're dumb. They don't know nothing. Well, that's all right. You know, what she was trying to say is the white teachers ain't teaching them nothing. You know, it's colored children she was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And she said when she got them back, they was dumb.
Yeah.
Brainwashed.
Yeah.
Well, you know, none of these school teachers taking up that much time to try to brainwash a young man, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot of these little shirt-tail school teachers, like one of my nieces, the cool teacher.
They don't have any reason.
I don't believe in the way she acts. She cares whether they're there or not.
It's all the same to her.
It's all the same. She knows I kind of dropped my candy with her, though. I'd like to have one more long one, please.
What do you mean, drop your candy?
Well, she's, you know, here several years ago when all these teachers struck down South Florida.
Yeah.
She was in that bunch.
Yeah.
And I don't hold with nobody that'll keep a child from learning like them teachers did at that time. You remember when they all walked off and left the kids at school?
Yeah.
I mean, went off and left a little first grader
yeah.
in a schoolroom, and the kid didn't know where it was going to come.
Yeah.
The kid didn't know what it was all about.
Yeah.
They shouldn't do that. That child didn't have no idea. That little girl or boy there.
Now they never did that before and they haven't done it since, but they really...
They walked out and left the schoolroom with the young ones there.
Yeah.
And she was one of the ones that done it.
Yeah.
Asked me what I thought about it, I didn't even answer. Because I knew if I said anything at all, I'd say the wrong thing.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't. She thought I'd sympathize with her, but I ain't sympathizing with none of
them.
I'll tell you the reason why I'm not sympathizing with them. Because I don't think that they... I think when... the 13 years I drove a school bus, I signed a contract.
Yeah.
And the contract that I signed is the same as the school teacher signed.
Yeah.
And it says on that, you have agreed to work this term of school, 1970 and 1971, for a total sum of $1,000,
yeah.
or $8,000, or $4. Well, I signed that contract. I agreed that I'd work that term for that many dollars.
Yeah.
Although they divided that dollar up into monthly payments.
Yeah.
Well, the school teacher's contract reads the same thing. Well, I done lost my cut on that now.
Yeah.
I got to rework that. I got to measure now to find out what to cut that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, but I didn't want to go into detail because I knew that I'd get mad at
them. What do you mean you dropped the candy?
Well, I just don't hold people walking off, and she was teaching in elementary school where them little children are there and leaving them little children.
Well, what do you mean by drop your candy? I never heard that, really.
Well, she,
did you make that up?
No, that's an old saying. People say, well, you dropped your candy with me. You know, in other words, you're not sweet anymore.
You can't pick it up and eat it.
No, you're not sweet anymore. You've lost your sweetness as far as I'm concerned.
You've been down there and got a lot of straw and grass on you now, huh?
Yeah, that's right. But she, anyway, wanted me to sympathize with her, and I just got up and walked out. I didn't say one thing one way or the other. Of course, it's like I told my wife. Like I told my wife. She knew how I felt about children. She knows how I feel about children. That's 19 inches to the groove.
Well, I don't know.
But,
if she's a cousin, though, well, you can't.
She's a niece by marriage.
Yes, well, now that's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, you gotta agree with your nieces. People come before principals.
And
People come before principle.
Oh, yes. That's what I said.
Who said that?
Oh, I hear talking that time. Right now.
Who you hear talking that time?
You. Guy D. Miles.
You know who I heard say? That's what they learned from Hitler.
Well, is that right?
The people are the most important thing.
But Hitler didn't say that. Because Hitler used people.
That's right. And they learned from him, you see. So that they never they never.
I should have known that.
They never turn up the turn the back on the nieces.
That's what they were down in that fire and see.
Now that's not what I do.
But it should. I read that story about it here.
Yeah.
Some writer just put out. You read it?
No.
Then print. That's Christmas. I'm reading. He then looked magazine. One of them bought the magazine. I'll tell you right now, Mr. Hitler showed it. He suffered. He suffered something awful. He suffered.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
For his wrongdoing. Oh boy, he suffered.
Put it to him.
He put it to himself. The way this last account read.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, everybody's got their own story. Own version of Hitler and his hard times.
Yeah.
I know one thing. He sure did give those people over in Europe a hard time.
Yeah.
Some fool Jews.
He was a master of that, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. But he's taking advantage of the people.
Hold together when you got so many scoundrels around.
Well, I guess the scoundrels is the ones that keep it going.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
That's a curious sort of morality, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you try to figure things out and make
no.
sense?
No. I leave them like they are.
That's right.
Oh!
That's right. I don't know how you, if you did that every day, you wouldn't have any trouble. You wouldn't have smoked pipes. Keep your stomach down.
You think I wouldn't?
Oh, so. Sure. Right, let me tell you, buddy. You know how to get stomach in? I can show you in just a half second. Stick foot out.
Like that?
Yeah. Now hold it out.
And wiggle your fingers?
Yeah. Now hold it out there. Now don't really wobble around all the way. Now hold that. Now let me tell you. You do that 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, and you'll feel that stomach coming in.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, that cut you. I ain't got time. And she. That cut you. That'll kill you. I ain't never had no problem with something. I used to weigh more than I do now. But it was muscle, you know. It was distributed weight.
Yeah.
You did too, I guess.
Yeah.
But since I quit smoking, I eat regular, and you know that smoking keeps you cutting.
Oh, that regular eating, well, that's what does it.
Well, it cuts my appetite. That smoking cuts my appetite down. My appetite. It really tears your appetite up, that smoking does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. Man. You better not let my wife hear you say no, it doesn't. Because she believes, you know, that if you quit smoking,
That's all that's necessary.
Oh, she's for it?
She's all for it.
Oh. Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I quit.
Did you smoke?
Oh, yeah, I smoked.
What did you smoke?
Oh, just anything.
You did?
Yeah.
Did your wife smoke, too?
No.
I used to think she smoked.
No.
Is that right? I didn't never know. When did you quit smoking?
I quit smoking when I went to surgery. Oh, it's been 15 years ago. And I was sick and stayed in the hospital for about a week or 10 days. And I just laid there and wasn't able to do anything. Well, I wasn't dangerous sick. I just sick enough to not to frolic around. And you know what? I got all that out of my system. And when I come out, I never smoked again. And I was surprised. I never enjoyed smoking. It was always a nuisance to me.
Is that right?
Yes. Always in use. I just despise. But I love to chew. That's what I like to chew.
You mean you like to chew tobacco?
Oh, yes. I have chewed every sort of tobacco. Sometimes I get two or three kinds at the same time.
Recently?
Oh, yes. No, no.
No. Your wife wasn't here that now, was she?
No. No, sir. I used to work in the putting up tobacco,
mm-hmm.
working in the tobacco, and we'd be working them old hogsheads in the July, and the stuff was sweating, and we'd roll one of them old raw, dark tobaccos like they make cigars out of, and just sit there and smoke it, right there in the heart of the tobacco place. It's a wonder, you know, it didn't kill us all.
Well, it wasn't supposed to back then, because you didn't know that.
That's right.
These people.
It never even turned my stomach.
Is that right? I got so sick first tobacco I fooled in. You know, I believe there's a ghost in this house. Hold that, Bronco. That's all right. Just
keep
it. I believe there's a ghost in this house. A spick.
Yeah.
You believe in spicks?
Yeah.
Or spooks?
Yeah.
So nigger lives over there, he called them spicks.
Yeah.
He said, Mr. Wood, he said, did you ever see a spick?
Yeah.
Ha! No, man, I ain't never seen none in that spig.
They just love them spigs, don't they?
Yes. They enjoy getting out there and talking to the brother. You know, the brethren.
Yeah.
Us been talking to us brother. Which one of them brothers you been talking to? I been talking to the one that went upstairs here most 2 years ago or so. Oh, yeah, that one. I was talking to this old man that time. Kind of remind me of Uncle Remus.
Yeah.
You know Uncle Remus?
Oh, yeah.
That remind me of Uncle Remus. He passed on. And when he died, he figured living all around him. I said, well, his name was Louis Bennett. And Uncle Lewis died. Everybody called him Uncle Lewis, you know.
Yeah.
He was old. He ain't no telling. He was 110, maybe. 20, 30. Oh, I don't think nobody knows how old he was. Said, and Uncle Lewis died. There's going to be many spits walking around. Many spits. Walking all around, they'd be. So the old man finally kicked off.
Yeah.
We was cutting cabbage one day. So that woman named Gertrude. She said, you know, I see you the other night. I see Uncle Lewis come walking down the road. And that old nigga man was standing up there. He supposed to have been lugging cabbage out of the field, you know. He was watching the nigga squatting around, you know, watching the tootie. And he said, who, what? She said, you didn't know that Uncle Lewis done started moving around. Said, his spirit done moving. The nigga man said, great God, where'd you see him? He coming right down in front of your house. Last night, I seen him coming right down in front of your house. He said, oh, Lord, so I'm going to have to move from there because I can't stand them spits. Yes, sir, he said, I'm going to get out from there. But they always talking about, you know, I asked one of them one time, Neil and Gertrude and Inez and another new woman there. They live right down in the little community there, you know, that was 3 or 4 houses right together.
Yeah.
And they was talking about seeing Uncle Ben, you know, along for Lewis. I said, what do you mean when you say you see him? I said, I just don't understand that. Well, they claim, you know, they actually see him. I don't understand it, see. And they say, the longer a person lives on the earth, the more distinct you can see his form.
Yeah.
Now, I don't understand it, see. Now, maybe you do, but I don't.
Well, now, Gertrude won't talk to me.
She won't?
Mm-mm.
You know Gertrude?
Yeah, I know that. We made Cain.
Is that right? You got Cain?
She got it. She got Cain. I mean, she got the mail, you see.
Oh, you got the mail. You got the mail. She got the mail.
She got the mail.
Oh, you got the mail. That's that, 11 3/8.
I fixed the mail up for her.
You did that?
Yeah.
I wondered who did that for her. Is that right? When did you do that?
Oh, when was it? Back for Christmas, that is for Frost, I guess, right? I never got much out of Gertrude. Inez, I think I know, I forget which ones they are. One of them talks nice. I like talking to them. Gertrude talks.
Yeah, she's getting old. This has been 20 years ago.
Oh.
They don't carry on like they used to. It's been 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah. You know Gertrude used to work for Miss Rawlings?
Not,
Now, how'd the woods nigga from over there and that settlement get clear over there?
Not Gertrude, but Katie. Katie worked for Miss Rawlings.
Wasn't Gertrude?
It's Katie. Katie's living in old Uncle Lewis Ben's house right there. I mean, the old house. That's where the old man used to live there.
Yeah.
That's the house up on the right up there. If you leave Gertrude's on the left, going south, that's where old Lewis Ben place is.
Oh.
I think that's Lewis Ben.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he was 150.
He was an old nigga. He was an old nigga.
Real old.
Oh, man, he was old. 10 and a quarter.
Now, as a whistle blowed, you just let that lay, right? Just like that. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't fill up that before you got the measurement.
I'd wait and do that tomorrow.
Yeah. And just keep the measurement?
I probably made it. Well, remeasure.
Just remeasure.
The whistle's going to blow right now in a minute, anyway. I may not get this to turn out. Oh. I might as well cut this off before I start doing any measurement. Well, I think I have to put that on hand though. All right, now that piece goes up a lot in a second. And I got to have 10 and a quarter. I used to be some good working colored people. My name was good working colored people. If we could get them, that community that worked for us, back in that day, you had people that knew how to work. You had people that knew a day's work without a squawk. They never opened their mouth.
Oh, you mean that little community's been there all that time?
Yes, sir. Get Inez, Katie, Gertrude, Millie.
Millie and Gertrude, I guess. Millie's the one I talked to. Millie's little woman. Nice
good cook in the world.
Yeah.
Millie's sweet. Sweet's other sisters, which don't live, they live over in Brush Lot. You don't know where Brush Lot is, do Brush Lot.
Oh, Brush Lot.
Yeah.
It's back over there, not seem like that's on the way to your church.
Mm-hmm.
It used to thrive.
Yeah, you believe this will fit?
Is it?
I don't think I'm going to get it like that. I'm afraid of that. Was you? Yes, sir. I'm going to have to cut that bloody thing back.
How about my knife?
Yes, sir. I'll take your knife. Would you turn that light on up there for me, please? Thank you.
How about that?
You're going to have to turn it a little bit this way. It's dark, you can't see. You must have sharpened that knife up some since I used it. That bloody thing cuts.
Well, I'll tell you what. That bottle is a magic name, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Brush Lot. Well, now, they're not there in Brush Lot.
Oh, no.
What's that little community there? They are right close, not... They're right between Shiloh and... you know, my friend out there live, I can't, call anybody's name.
I don't know.
On down from Shiloh.
To the left?
Yeah.
Party?
No, the past party.
Lightning?
No. Twin party and lightning. Oh, you know, well, anyhow.
One of them fellas. I don't know him.
Oh, you know, hell, I can't call any. What is that little community where Inez and Millie and them live?
Well, it's halfway about between Shiloh and Fleming.
Yeah.
Actually, if there's a name.
Yeah.
Moore's Pond, I guess you'd call it.
What?
Moore's Pond.
Yeah.
That old church up there.
Yeah.
It's called Moore's Pond Church.
What is that old school that used to be there?
Moore's Pond School.
Yeah. And that community's been there a long time.
Been there a long time. Right now I got that.
And back in that time when you got them to work for you, you
knew you had somebody to work.
You got some good hands.
That's the boss. All right. That's the way you want it. 11 and 5 weeks. We'll make it 11 and 5 weeks.
Oh, you know that he used to be a mechanic down here, and he got hurt.
7 5 8.
Feaster. Feaster. Don't you know? Going out towards Shiloh, he lives on the right there. That little house. And his wife runs the Shiloh church. Gladys?
Oh, Lynn.
Lynn, yeah. Well, I forget what I was going to say about it now. They live in between Lynn, Feaster, and Shiloh Church, I guess. No. Moore's Church, Moore's Schoolhouse?
Shiloh School.
Where's the school where Gertrude lives?
Moore's Pond School.
Moore's Pond.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's it.
And you're a man of buddy, huh?
No, but you know, I know I'm Gladys. I know Gladys, but I know him.
I expect you to know her. Does your wife know you know her?
Oh, yeah.
All of that and more. Did you get any syrup from out there to Katie, the
country? Yeah.
Is any good?
Oh, hell. Good Lord.
Yeah, I bet they want to see.
Oh, it's fine.
Fred.
Yes, sir. Fred. I didn't get much. I got some.
How many hundred you got?
Well, I got a half a gallon.
That all you got, just a half a gallon? Mm-hmm. You don't eat that up by now, ain't you? Good gracious, man. Just a half a gallon. That's an old saying we used to have when we was kids.
Yeah.
Hot your mighty skin a rooster penny hockey poke down. You know, round the cuss or say something real bad.
Yeah.
Hot your mighty skin a rooster penny hockey poke down. Penny hockey penny poke down. Then we was really getting mad, you know, when we'd say that. Really getting mad.
Yeah. And you said not Millie's not the one that worked, though.
Gertrude is. No. Oh, boy, Roy. I got to make this one shorter.
Well, how'd she get all the way over there? That's a long way.
They stayed over there.
Huh?
They stayed over there.
Well, how'd she find her way over there to start with?
I'm going to find them.
As niggas over there.
Mm-hmm. March was born and raised over there in that community, that home around Bloomington. Meekins is niggers live south of Bloomington, eh? Which is his people.
Oh.
They got over there, what connected them,
yeah.
I really don't know.
Through Meekins, that's where it is.
Huh?
Meekins.
Meekins.
Meekins, yeah.
See, he works down there for Bill Winner.
Yeah.
He was down there today, March was.
Well, now there's another Meekins out there where Gertrude lived.
That same one. Same one.
That's not the one that works at
Wind.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Well, hell, he knows all about coons and how to keep coons out of watermelon.
Yeah.
Is he the same one?
Same one. Old Mick knows a lot of things.
Yeah.
That same one.
Well, I didn't realize that.
Yep, same Mick.
Yeah. Well, you see, it was Mickens that run the place over there.
That's right.
Oh, it was, wasn't him, it was his brother, his uncle or something.
His uncle?
Yeah.
But he worked over there.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, what's her name, the lady?
Ms. Rollins.
Yeah, she gave him an old truck. Gave Mick the old family truck. After he moved back over here, back to where he's there now, Marks would go back over there. And do yard work around the place.
Oh.
You know, keep things in order.
Oh.
Saturday month? Nick Nick's nabby tomorrow. Ah, that's worse than me. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Did they ever work for y'all?
Oh, yeah.
I never know.
Mm-hmm. I did a little work. A little farm, and I worked with them, and they worked for me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Amazing things with them women.
Yeah.
When they was fairly young women.
Yeah.
Millie and Gertrude, Katie. All that bunch of them. I worked with them and they have worked for me. I didn't farm much, 2-3 years, about all I could hold up at. But they've all hoed, picked stuff, vegetables for me.
Mm-hmm.
Which was just a few years, right after I come out of the Army. And then when I was in my teens, the first work I ever done was we'd pick vegetables and stuff around old man Smith, and they all worked for him.
Mm-hmm. So you worked with them?
Worked with them, and they have worked for me some. Mm-hmm. Not much as I worked with them.
Yeah.
Because I worked 4-5 years when I was a kid, especially in picking.
I grew up working with a gang like that.
I
always thought they talked so much. I remember we were picking strawberries.
Yeah.
And old Blue Irvin, I remember he was the head man. And I can hear him now. And I never could understand him. He is a blue nigger.
Oh.
You know.
When he was a blue.
Well, you know, something like that. He's off brand. And I never could understand him. And I thought to myself, well, sir, maybe one of these days I'll grow up and be able to understand people like that. But I never did.
Well, you know, actually, back when I was fooling around, when I was a kid coming up, too much other than jigs. I don't know why I keep picking over this stuff, because I got to have, I might as well quit using that now. I got to cut that. Well, that's cut out, yeah. I need just the end off of that. I got to have
chewing though was mine.
Did you chew a leaf or a heap?
Chew what?
Did you chew a heap or a lot?
Oh yeah.
How did you chew and teach? I say, how did you chew and teach? How could you teach and chew?
Well, teach worked in the office after I didn't chew up there.
Oh.
But when I went home, I did.
Oh, I say. Let's see, I got here. This is a sheep here. Yep. All right, that's one, two, 3, 4. Five, six, seven, eight. I got to have 8. I got to have 6 more sheets. I didn't miss it too bad.
No, that's good.
I just
guessed.
I got to have 6 more sheets.
Why about just putting these up there?
Well, I got to wait until I get some.
I mean, these right here.
I can't put them up there now.
Huh?
I got to get the.
I mean, just use these.
Oh, then, well, you see, I got to have a piece on the other end, and that other end is not long enough, so I waste a good chunk. So I'm always throw that away around to be skimpy. I can go ahead and put a full piece. Because see, I'm going to have to cut a sheet to get that piece off of that end.
Well, just pack it up like that.
Can't do it.
Won't pack
it. It ain't long enough. You can't stretch it. There's no rubber. Now, there's glue in it, but no rubber.
Yeah.
You see this? I got to have a piece like this to finish up with. But it's got to be this long.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have to show me. I don't care.
See, this piece here has got to be this long from here to here.
Yeah.
See, that you'd have that much opening and that wouldn't be sealed.
Yeah.
So I got to cut a piece for this. So I'm all going to take the other end and put it over here and fill this on out.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, that means 6 pieces.
They don't have to match.
Hmm?
They don't have to match just so it's light color.
Well, they got more like this. 6 pieces, and I'll try to bring that. I should get through tomorrow. You gonna help me tomorrow?
No, I gotta go talk tomorrow.
Oh, shoot. Tomorrow's the time I'm gonna need you bad.
Yeah.
Will this all my stuff be in the way here?
Oh, no.
Be all right then if I just dropped it right there.
Oh, yeah.
Would I have to move this?
No.
But then I could put my knee lifting up there.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no need to about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take this out here and lay it down up here. So I better lay that down on the floor, because
yeah.
That cotton picking thing will get knocked off and get broken. I can throw it right down there.
Yeah.
It don't belong to me. I don't know. It's about $1,800 in the thing, so
yeah.
I got that. Got a brand new one.
Yeah, you bought it.
Yeah. Well, the boss man bought it, but I paid for it. Now, you think it'll be all right to leave most of this stuff just laying around?
I think so.
Your mother-in-law is not going to get up and dig into this stuff.
No, she's pretty good.
You see, I can get rid of that. And this is going to stick out here. Now, you won't get up and run into that shit.
Mm-hmm.
These boxes make sure. I'll
tell you
what,
do it. Take more of this way.
Well, that's all right. What was that? That'd be all right there. I mean, just leave it laying there. They ain't much need to clean up. You can sweep up this all under.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Now, these boxes in that good garbage box. You won't say?
You won't?
No, I don't. I just wonder if you want to say it. That's awesome. See, when you get it full, you just tear the whole thing out and burn it.
Yeah. I don't burn.
Your wife don't understand that. Me and you does.
No. I don't burn.
You don't burn?
I bury.
How come you don't burn?
I bury.
I burn. Wow.
You won't burn much longer.
You don't think that I can burn tomorrow or the next day? You know, you did a good job cleaning up.
Yeah.
You did an extremely good job.
As far as it went.
But,
leave that right there.
How about that?
That's very strange.
I like that. I don't see they might. In a dry season, I can understand not burning a little trash around the house. But they ain't going to stop me from burning all together.
Yeah, everybody stop.
Nope.
If it's dry, I might not burn, but they'll have to put my tail in jail.
Well, everybody starts talking about it, you know. Not many people left now that burn.
Thing about it is, if that's causing pollution, there ain't nothing you can do about it. You might as well give up and die.
Barry.
Commit 2 or 3 suicides right in the road.
Barry.
It ain't room enough to bury. It ain't room enough. You can't. What you gonna do when you know that there's more waste and garbage that needs to be burned than it does buried? Because pretty soon you can't bury. You'll be digging up the old garbage that's there, and then you'll be getting malaria and what do they call it? Enterotoxin or
whatever.
Yeah, it'll do that every time. So you see what happened? Bye, Joe. What happened? When they run that other 12 in there, then they had to change the box size.
Yeah.
And I can't, like the work I'm doing here, you can't use it.
Yeah.
Box has got an offset. That box comes standard out here, but it's got a belly that pooches out on the side like that.
Yeah.
It's the ugliest looking thing you ever seen.
Well, now, that Romex, you paid 4.5 cents for it. And
about
now they want
22. Same place, across the same counter.
I don't understand that right.
Well, it changed the code, see?
Yeah.
Instead of having 2 number 12s and a number 18 ground,
they
went to 3 number 12s.
Yeah.
And now, mind you, it's against law to use this here for a 3 wire, like you're going to use 2 hot wires for your conductors, hot conductors. Can't do that. You got to then go to a 4 wire Romex that's hauling 4 wires.
Mm.
It's a crazy setup, isn't it? Now, of course, if I out in the country doing some work myself, I'll use it.
Mm.
Because there ain't nothing wrong with it. It's just as safe as anything's been made. But some stoop decided, well, I'm going to get rich. I'm going to change this here thing. It's been like this ever since electrical business started.
Yeah.
It's been this setup. This has been it. But it needs to be changed. It's outdated now. It's getting over it. It's served its purpose, so we're going to change it.
Tim, it's at 5.
Oh, I've got to go. I'll see you, Mom.
Right on.
saying about shooting and cutting. Shoot around through the woods and cut right away.